This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So it's me and Barbara Corcoran and Stan Musial.
Yeah.
And we're judging the big charity chili cook-off. We're just the three, we're tasting it. And it's to raise money for the new fire pole at the
Stan Musial, the original Stan.
Yes.
And that's where it comes from.
Yes. Well, when people say, yes, like, I stand for Paul Ryan.
Yes.
What they mean is, I stand Musial for him because he was actually.
He was such a huge fan.
He was such a huge fan that he rushed the field. And then wound up actually being very good at playing the sport.
Tried to and kiss Babe Ruth.
The hope of all the stands. Yeah. He was
the original
was also
kissing bandit. Morstana.
Morstana the kissing bandit. So we're judging, and of course, Stan, you know, has been dead for a long time.
Yeah.
So he's not weighing in a ton.
Is the chili helping?
It is. Making him move around, but I think just because it's so hot.
Yeah.
That involuntarily, like, just.
Yeah.
The bones are just reacting to the heat.
Might have jumping beans in it as well.
Yeah, and we obviously had said that was illegal at the top, but you know these chili cook-offs.
Oh, yeah.
Not exactly known for people playing by the rules.
Let me get this mic on Bosch a little bit more, sorry, because I can only barely hear him.
Yeah. Bosch is crunching, of course, a pumpkin-filled bone. For the Halloween season.
Yeah.
So, and then Barbara can't taste anything.
No.
So it's really on me to decide.
Okay. Who wins?
Who wins the
game? Yeah.
The chili contest?
Yes.
Yeah, who wins? Yeah. No, that's what I was thinking.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
We have a big excitement happening
today. We do.
A couple things going on. It is another Engineer Devin episode.
Yes.
This is something, again, as we heard at the beginning, Bosch was very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
That was an engineering issue. We do want to get the levels on Bosch right while he's eating his seasonal bone.
It's fun for everyone at home to be able to imagine that they're in here, they're friends with us, friends with our guest, and that they're getting to see Bosch eat a seasonal pumpkin-filled Halloween bone.
Right. Painting an audio picture.
Yeah.
Sure.
I guess.
And we also have this really big excitement happening today, which is a cool, exciting guest who is famous. Come on.
Hey, come on.
She's like
looking
behind her, and she's like,
I hate when people do, when they don't value themselves.
But really, she does.
I'm English. We're trained to not value ourselves. It's in our blood. I'm English and Asian, the combination of which means I'm not even at ground level. I'm below the ground.
Thank you for bringing up Asians.
This is a great segue.
Engineer Devin has been refusing to see the film Crazy Rich Asians. We don't know why. We don't know what the philosophy behind it is.
Some kind of political thing, though, obviously, at this point.
We do want to check in. Devin, have you seen the film yet?
I have not, no.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen the trailer?
I haven't seen the trailer.
He still hasn't seen the trailer.
Neither have I.
No.
Well, you are a Crazy Rich Asian.
Yes.
So then it's like, you have seen it. You see it in the mirror.
Wake up and look in the mirror.
Basically a documentary about me.
Yeah.
So that, to me, is not as scandalous as Devin, who could, let's face it, use some exposure to some other cultures.
Sure.
He's from Wisconsin.
Did you see Black Panther?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
That was great.
Okay, so
all right.
No, it's
so
race
it is
specific.
Extremely specific.
Yeah, it's not an Aryan thing. Mm-hmm. Not that you're blonde or blue-eyed.
Yeah,
it's not so not, much.
It's not that.
I saw Black Klansman yesterday on my day off.
Okay, so again,
it's just Asians, really.
It's really just okay. Asians, and we hopefully can work through that today. What a unique opportunity with Jamila here.
To basically see Crazy Rich Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Great.
On this show.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to see the film now, because awesome. I'm here.
Oh, that's great.
Jamila is here, of course, to celebrate sort of going on a victory lap for The Good Place getting number one on the TV Guide. Best TV shows on the TV list.
Can you give me a round of applause, please?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
And engineer,
engineer Devin's doing the funny thing where he does his hands in a circle while he's clapping, which we all like that. Funny round of applause round. Joke. Yeah. And I taught him that joke, and I'm happy that he was able to do it today. So to make the list, you really only had to be on TV. They have 100 shows, but to get number one on the list. Mm-hmm. Well, you had to be the best.
And it is kind of the most prestigious list in a way because they have to know every show that's on TV. Mm-hmm. Some of these lists, I see they do the list and I'm sort of like, huh, well, did you even know about this show that I work on?
Right.
Were you even aware of this? And there's no evidence that they are.
When I read a list from a publication like Variety, all I know is they're looking at a variety of things. They might not even always be checking out TV.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look at TV Guide, I go, well, they know every single show that exists, including the one that I worked on most recently and the three before that, that they
what number
wanted
you
to keep
list?
A secret. Well, and thank you for asking.
Because we sort of know some people involved in the yeah. selection process.
Uh-huh.
And the last show that Sean worked on was Ghosted.
Yes.
Which I
is that the name of the show, or were you ghosted from the
from
list?
From culture?
It's both. It's both.
Eventually,
yes. America ghosted us as we were being the show ghosted. Of course, you love the show. Your
never
friend
heard of the show.
Never heard of it. Okay. Well,
I'm here for charity.
Explain that.
Can you speak on that?
I was asked
please?
To come here today to try and give you a boost.
To try to
after,
just me personally, my
yeah.
self-esteem?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's really nice.
Try and put you back near the map.
So you're here to give me a boost. You're trying to put me near the map. And then mm-hmm. when
I
mentioned
I'm
my
be
show,
able to
you
get
said
you
you've
on
never
the map,
heard of it.
Okay, because I'm not a wizard, but I can get you near the map.
In the neighborhood
the
of the map.
The map is a dot to you. Do you know what
map,
I mean?
Seeing yes. the map mm-hmm. would be huge.
Just that I'm aware of the map now, I feel like I have a new sense
that's
of purpose.
That's a big boost.
My ex-roommate had a little dog, and this dog had no other dogs to play with, but she was a very busy woman. She's a successful woman, so she'd leave the dog at home. But our apartment was directly opposite a dog park where the dog could watch the other dogs fucking and playing and fighting and having a great time.
Right.
And this dog would try and chime in from the window. It would hear the conversations and try and chime in.
Right.
But would then just sit there sort of furiously masturbating all day.
Mm-hmm.
Found a way to take both front paws and just sort of push his penis between them
mm-hmm.
and would masturbate until he'd throw up. And that's you.
To be in that yeah. position would be huge.
Yeah.
For
if,
sure.
if I could get
just
a clear angle
yeah.
on, you know, the metaphorical mm-hmm. dog park of the television landscape and I could see it, I would finally have something to be masturbating at.
Right mm-hmm. now.
As opposed to right now when I do it, I'm just like, why am I even doing
he's
this?
He's wanking
like,
in an abyss.
Nothing to think
you're in
about.
A version of it's crate sad. Training right now.
That's right. And of course, it makes me feel safe to be crate trained, to go, this is my space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helped me be a little more secure, but at some point, I do have to be exposed to some of the world. So this is great. So anyway, yeah, Ghosted, you never heard of it. But
say it again?
Huh?
What was it called again?
Ghosted?
Oh, no, never heard of it.
Okay, all right. Well, thank
that
you
was
for
close.
Checking in. Yeah.
Patrick Swayze?
So,
big
no.
hit?
Yeah. No, not a big hit. Not Patrick Swayze. It starred Adam Scott and Craig Robinson.
Sure.
Oh, she hasn't heard of them either.
Wow.
Okay.
No, I've heard of Adam Scott. He's in our show. He's a big, successful actor.
Oh, he's in Good Place now?
Adam Scott?
He's been on it, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. He's a demon.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Maybe someday you could come on our show.
I doubt it. I look, that's really nice of you to say. I remember when they were making season one, I got an email from my agent that said, hey, there's a role on Good Place mm-hmm. that they want to see you for. It's really small. It's only a couple of lines. I don't want
to play a Pakistani woman called Tahani.
I wish.
Okay.
He said, it's really small. It's only a few lines. I don't want to burn you for this show on this. I think we should wait for something bigger to come along. And I'm waiting to this day. Okay. To hear anything about it again.
I'll have a word.
I think at the time, I had enough heat that they would have looked at me for a one-line role. That, of course, was before Ghosted. in a post-Ghosted world, I'm not sure I would be allowed, even on the lot, in a security guard capacity. Mm-hmm. So, that's neither here nor there. You got the number one show out of all of them.
But we do want to
talk a little about the order.
Yeah, we'll talk about the order, and if we're being nice, we know what you want to do is come on here and sort of reach down mm-hmm. to these lower shows.
Just sort of slum with the scum.
Yes, mm-hmm. and say, hey, mm-hmm. let me get some of that off of you. Basically, go down there with some like turpentine and a rag.
Sort of giving out sandwiches of hope.
Yes,
out of
thank
a basket
you to these other shows,
humility.
And then they can be. Rich, successful, like Good Place. And yeah. The goal maybe is next year, maybe everyone is number one.
Well, calm down.
Well, wouldn't that
relax.
Be just but a perfect
that's the
world?
Goal. Out, we're not going to be out. Able to necessarily, yeah.
Every
yeah.
show is number one.
Yeah, I'm not a miracle worker, okay? So.
Well, let's start. Well, we don't have to start with Atlanta because we already did that. In one of our recent episodes, someone came on from Atlanta and we did fix that show. It's now called Carmel.
It's Carmel by the Sea. Clint Eastwood's the mayor.
Yes.
It stars Richard Jewell.
It's more focused on catching Richard Jewell.
It's yes.
Given
it's,
that he actually did commit those crimes.
Mm-hmm. yeah, the famous torch from the Olympics.
Is he the torch? Mascot has also moved to Carmel.
Uh-huh. And they all work at like a taffy factory. And Max Greenfield and Beth Bears are there.
Yes.
So that... is kind of solved, and they're probably nipping at the Good Place's heels already.
Yes.
Number three is
Better Call Saul.
Do you agree with that?
Do you agree that it's A, worse than your show,
mm-hmm.
and worse than Atlanta, and better than the next show?
Yeah.
And every other show.
I'm fine with that.
You're okay with that ranking?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You think it's better than One Day at a Time? You think it's better... than Killing Eve, but you think it's worse than Atlanta?
I haven't seen the most recent season of Better Call Saul, but I will say that Killing Eve should be higher up. Not as high as The Good Place, obviously, because I'm not a maniac.
Okay.
Okay.
So maybe that should be number... You're saying that should be number three.
I think that should be number three after Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about...
Okay. Have you seen Killing Eve?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've mm-hmm. seen it.
You could learn some stuff.
I've definitely
seen it. What would
I
learn? Mm. What would I learn? Because you're saying that to me, there's something specific you want me to learn. So tell me, because I watched it and I didn't learn anything.
One thing I love about it is the series features O as a twisted and hilarious MI5 agent, and J.D. Comer is the even more twisted and hilarious contract killer that she's hunting down. So mm-hmm. that's one aspect of it
mm-hmm.
that I sort of took home.
Right.
What did you do with it when you took it home? I lost it for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know how you put something down and then you just forget, like, where did that even, especially when you have a big house.
Mm-hmm.
Some rooms you don't go in for, like, a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what sort of happened to me with this knowledge.
Whose house were you in?
Okay. that's fair.
It is. Everything she said has been fair. But what did you want me to learn from the show? Because I know the show. I mean, look, the dynamic between these two women spurs scenes that begin with violent outbursts and end with the two women sharing dinner together.
Have you done that in your show?
No, I don't have a show.
Okay.
I was near a show.
Near a show.
That could have been good, though, for these guys.
Yeah.
To be having more of a cat and mouse thing with some of these ghosts. What I remember from the show, and I didn't see a lot of episodes, but they were mostly blasting these ghosts. It wasn't as much of a cat and mouse game.
Yeah, it's true. Or wait, no, it's not. It's not true.
It was?
I think that they were trying to find and catch the ghost for the most part. I don't think there was a lot of blasting.
But now, like,
you're thinking
dinner.
About ghost blasters.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry.
So, all right. So, The Good Place is ahead of Killing Eve. So, it goes Good Place, Atlanta, Killing Eve. Game of Thrones. Speak on that.
Yeah. What can we do to help this?
Number How can we fix six. This thing?
Oh, my
Ugh,
God.
Yuck.
First of all, do you agree with that?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Done with Game of Thrones. Well, I've never seen it.
Stranger Things.
Yeah. I was done with it from beforehand. I just can't. I don't want a realm. Not into realms. Don't like dragons.
Fewer realms.
Don't hate tits. But
Neutral.
Yeah, neutral. Neutral okay. to tits. So it wasn't enough to draw me in.
Okay. So maybe what can we be doing?
There wasn't enough of them, or that wasn't enough?
That wasn't enough.
Okay.
I think we can all agree that there were plenty of tits.
Yeah.
It was a buffet.
Yeah.
So what can we be doing to maybe get you, A, to watch the show?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which we know is one.
Put Ted Danson in it.
Ted Danson is the missing
ingredient
piece.
For all of these shows. That's what they don't understand.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 70, but he's got it in him. He can be in all these shows.
Mm-hmm. What could he
give them
be?
A boost?
He could be like a freaking
rapper
gnome.
In Atlanta.
Okay. That well, now he's in Carmel. That could be pretty easy. He could play Clint Eastwood.
Sure.
That would be huge for him. Ted's a friend, obviously. We shared an orange once on the set of a show.
Okay, what show?
Sweet guy.
Yeah.
Was it? You're talking about the orange?
What?
The orange?
The orange was a sweet guy.
Yeah.
It was a sweetie. It was a halo.
Some of them are.
Some of them can be pretty
very
sour.
Tart.
Oh, yeah.
Very tart. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, talk about the taste of fruit.
The tartness of the orange?
Or any other fruit stuff.
Yeah.
No?
Okay, fair enough. And that's probably the right answer. What show was I on with Ted? You know what? Let's just see if it's on the list.
It's got to be on there somewhere. Yeah.
Wait, what are you in with Ted?
We did a little thing on this.
Is it like Fargo?
No, it's...
Was Ted in Fargo?
It's called Curb.
He's really
Ted
having
is
a moment,
season
isn't
two
he?
Of Fargo. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
he's,
wow.
He is the moment. He's not having the moment. He's taken the moment. The moment is now him.
And he's in a commercial.
Mm-hmm. For Smirnoff.
I thought Chris Rock was playing every role on this season of Fargo. That's what I read.
Yep, the next coming up one. That's season
that
four.
One. And Ted's in the one before.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Ted. I think actually we talked about it when we were on this show together. Hayes, I'm not seeing the show I was on with Ted.
I don't
on
see
this
it
list.
Either, and I do see Fargo, which means that they do know about
so they
other
know about
Ted Danson
Ted,
shows.
Yeah. So the show, you probably haven't heard of it because it's not on the list. It's called Curb Your Enthusiasm, and it is, according to this list, below Southern Charm, 13 Reasons Why, Ryan
Schitt's
Hansen
Creek.
Solved Crimes on
oh
Television.
My God.
Grant Chester, The Magicians, WWE Monday Night Raw, Cobra Kai, The Gifted.
iZombie.
The Voice.
The End of the Fucking World.
Preacher,
Netflix.
My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, and Chicago Fire.
But I don't want to criticize the list because clearly they've made the right decision by making The Good Place number one. But there's been an error. Curb Your Enthusiasm should be
you think
way higher.
You think that's better than Chicago Fire?
Yes, I do. You know what?
Wow,
I'm going to put myself out there.
On a network.
I know. Look, I'm going to put myself out there and
Jamila,
I'm going to say.
Okay. We never do this. Do not do this. I'm sorry.
I have to save you from you right now.
I want you to be able to say whatever you want, except what you're about to say.
You think the show Curb Your Enthusiasm is a better show than Chicago Fire. Please don't do this.
This is a show on your network.
I don't give a fuck.
No.
I don't give a fuck.
People listen to this. People listen to this show.
He's a genius.
Bob listens.
You know what you did, Bob.
Wow.
Whoa, breaking news.
Oh, okay. So you have something on
Bob. I'm crazy, guys. I'm crazy.
Well, that's what we're finding out.
Yeah. fuck you up.
Game of Thrones, we were deciding how to make that a good show. We were going to put Ted on it.
Ted's going to be on Game of Thrones.
He has to play some kind of fantasy creature.
Yes.
A gnome.
If he's like a potion goblin.
Uh-huh. He could make potions with Smirnoff.
Think about that.
Very nice. Two for
one. And I guess Nicole would have to be there too.
Yeah.
Because they're friends now.
Mm-hmm. Tight.
Yeah. You can tell.
She's excellent.
She's been on the show.
Oh, sure.
Nicole's a friend.
I want to say twice.
Yes. No. Was she twice?
I see this list? I've not actually looked at the list. I just looked at who was number one because it was us.
Jamila, you would love it.
It's very long.
I can't show it to you necessarily.
Why?
I don't want you to start looking through stuff on my phone.
Okay.
I got some stuff on my phone that...
is sad?
It's not good.
Okay.
Hayes can give you his phone.
Okay, thank you.
The 100 on the CW.
I don't feel happy about where Curb Your Enthusiasm is on this list.
Wow.
You know what would have been funny if they made the 100 number 100 instead of number 79?
Kind of a lazy place to put it, 79.
79.
Yeah.
Or at least put it at 69.
Should be one of those two places.
So the storylines on the 100 have ranged from intense to bizarre to heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Say again?
Do you agree with that?
Say the sentence before that again.
Storylines on the 100 have ranged from intense to bizarre to heartbreaking.
I've not seen it.
Wow.
So again. You don't agree with that?
I feel like this is like blood on my hands at some point, that people will listen to this. You said that Chicago Fire is not... Oh,
it's tough. Kevin. It's tough because it's going to be a great episode of our show to have somebody just fully bury themselves.
I'm going down in flames.
We have not seen the 100.
But it'll be bad moving forward. No one will want to come in.
What is the 100?
The 100? Oh, God. Oh, you really need to know? It's the number 79 show. And and the storylines have ranged from bizarre to heartbreaking.
Great. Have you seen the 100?
Well, yes, he's describing it to you right now.
Are you kidding me? Honestly, its depiction of the trials of living in a post-apocalyptic world are what got me hooked. But but it's the deep and often flawed relationships between the survivors that keep me returning every friggin' week.
Oh, that was so heartfelt.
Yeah.
I can tell that this show means a lot to you.
Yeah, and when they do kill off a major character, to me, it always feels like I've lost a limb.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, you can watch it on Netflix or the CW.
Next on the top of the... Go ahead.
Go ahead, what?
You said you know.
You know, Southern Charm is number 100 on the list. Do you agree with that?
I'm ambivalent.
Whoa.
So under
you
50,
think,
I've
you
stopped
think
caring,
the good
frankly.
Place is...
Yeah.
Is
after okay. 25, I think you're beyond my help.
Okay.
There's only so much I can bring someone up.
Okay.
What if I Should told you?
I don't have endless arms. I don't have endless amounts of time. I've got to be on a hit show. Mm-hmm. Do you know
you're
what I mean? Guys, I'm very busy.
You're out of ladders at
I'm
some
very
point.
Busy being on a hit show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm tired, frankly.
What if I told you that the show you're on right now barely sniffs the top 200 comedy podcasts?
We'll get in there sometimes.
Oh, we've been there.
And the algorithm is so crazy.
It's insane. And right. I think it's probably why
we aren't
consistently either there or not there.
And I've heard it's broken. Have you been hearing this?
No.
Oh, the algorithm is...
I've been hearing that the algorithm is really
messed up.
It's not
good.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Who was that?
No, that's me. That's me. I've made a rookie error.
Please feel free to take
the call.
I'm
sorry. It must be... Someone really famous.
On speaker, please.
No. It's just Ted Danson.
It was Ted?
Again. Yeah.
Oh, wow. It would have been nice to catch up with him. I haven't spoken to him since we shared that orange.
Oh, he talks about you all the time on the set.
Yeah, he brings up me, the orange guy.
Every time he sees an orange or anything orange, he brings you
Funny
up.
Funny story.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice to hear because I've been doing that, but it's sort of like, it's sort of like when you... wonder if someone's looking at that same moon.
He's modeled a lot of his character actually on you.
Oh wow. Okay. Oh,
you're
maybe
so,
I'll check
kind
out
of
the show.
Amused. We have a picture of you in our green room, and it's actually a real honor to meet you.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This could be a good boost for you.
This might get me.
It's almost like what she meant to do at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, because it feels more similar to what you would do. I guess you got to tear me down before you can build me up. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really cool. What aspects of his character are based on me? Just like what personality traits are jumping out? You know what? It seems
tell
like
me
conversation
about the list.
For
let's keep going off, about the list.
For after the list.
Yeah, I don't
want
to make you feel shy. I wouldn't want to make you feel. I don't want to make you blush on your own show. And
that
really,
would
and
be
also,
so embarrassing.
If we're being honest, this shouldn't really be about you because it's about me. So
yeah,
bring it back to this guy.
You're right.
Come on.
Are you friends with Jay-Z?
No, I'm not friends with Jay-Z. Why?
Alan Yang told me you were friends with Jay-Z.
And the way you said it.
Alan Yang and Mark Evan Jackson told me that you're friends with Jay-Z.
Alan Yang and I both were at Jay-Z's after party for the Oscars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend has worked with Jay-Z. Therefore, I have met him a couple of times and he's a wonderful man.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to go so far as to say that I'm in the periphery
music.
Of all of the big famous people.
And you're friends with Jay-Z. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So would be Yang good. Told me the truth.
Yeah. And if you are, it sounds like you are pretty good friends with him. It would be great if you could get to him this episode of a...
Give you a little boost?
An improvised musical podcast
this
that
podcast,
we did recently.
This podcast sure. we kind of have to book. Give up on, and we're trying to sort of maybe hook into
move
this other
it?
One that's
right.
doing well.
Yeah.
There's a show called Off Book.
Right.
That is musical.
And we did an episode that was a huge hit.
It fucking kicks
it got
ass.
Tweeted onto the Earwolf main feed.
Yes.
Oh my God.
No, it's they actually literally put up a clip of it. They wanted people to hear it.
They put up a clip
on the main Earwolf feed.
Where
yes.
do you normally exist
and they're
within
verified.
The feed?
There are these sort of
complaint sections.
Yeah.
Okay.
People will mention our show as something that they don't want to see on mm-hmm. Earwolf anymore.
Right.
In the comments, which is great. Yeah. It's nice that people are seeing it.
Is that the part of Twitter where they don't even at you? They just talk about you.
They talk about you and you have to search your name and different spellings of it
because sure.
people might get it wrong.
Okay.
And a lot of it is in the like the replies and then you have to hit like, now I want to see some more replies after this that might be like a little nastier.
Some that are mm-hmm. offensive.
Kind
yes.
of in the nasty zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we might end up sometimes.
And I honestly think it's bots.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have this problem?
Do I get trolled by bots?
All these bots.
Russian bots saying they don't want your show to be a
no,
podcast
they just
anymore.
Sell me,
yeah, and pretending that they are
penis
actually
penis accessories. That's all I get from bots.
What accessories?
I get accessories for my peen.
Oh, okay. What all kind right. of stuff?
Bells, whistles, the huge.
Okay. Mine,
a whistle.
I have been thinking mine is very quiet.
Yeah. I feel like
no one knows when it's coming.
Yes.
It's the wrong word.
Frustrating well, to have a whistle there. Anybody using the whistle, I'd be like, really? but anyway.
No, I'm not trolled by bots. I get trolled by actual people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like I suck it up.
We're aiming for that.
And I accept that I failed.
Our goal.
With some people. And I have the humility to not blame it on a robot.
Well, you consider telling
that's
yourself.
That's your first problem.
Consider
our
telling
goal.
Yourself
denial.
In the world that those are bots.
Denial is not a river in Egypt, my friend.
No,
it's not
I
a bot.
Know. No, I know.
Okay, so a lot of people would say that it's not just a river in Egypt.
But mm-hmm. you're saying
you're saying it is not a river in Egypt either.
Period.
Shit.
Denial is not a river.
I never
in
get
Egypt.
Anything right. This is my ongoing. This is my boyfriend's biggest complaint with me is that I constantly try to use the expressions, never use them right. For 31 of 32 years that I've been on this earth, I've called it, don't kick a gift horse in the mouth, which is what I thought it was. It's don't
wow.
look,
but it's don't kiss a gift
it's
horse.
Don't look at, yeah,
yeah.
It's don't look a gift horse in the mouth. And I've been saying very seriously in like big important rooms, like, you know, don't kick a gift horse in the mouth. Why mm-hmm. the fuck would you ever kick a gift horse in the mouth?
Look,
why
guys,
would you ever do it? And it never even occurred to me. And because I've been on television and I was mildly famous in the UK, no one corrects you. So they let me fucking go around saying this stupid fucking expression all the time to everyone looking like an asshole. And I've done it again. And thank you for correcting me.
I feel like we're looking
wow.
a dead horse here. I think that really, the thing to focus on is that while you did mention it's your boyfriend's biggest complaint, it wasn't his only complaint.
No, no.
Do we want to go through the top 100?
So that's like sort of the good place of boyfriend complaints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one that you just described.
Yeah. It drives him fucking crazy.
But what's the killing Eve?
It's just the fact that I won't... what is the killing Eve? The killing
Eve. An underrated complaint.
Yeah.
An underrated...
Top five, but could also be a little higher.
Personal hygiene.
Oh, okay.
Mm, yeah.
But that's not okay.
You could fry an egg that's not on just his head sometimes.
Your head gets very hot.
It's like, yeah.
So dirty that
not cleaning
and
it.
And it feels it becomes, like you're maybe using an expression wrong again.
Shape. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it I seems just, like complaint
I like to
one
wear the same
has drifted into
yeah.
complaint number five.
I like to stay in an outfit for 3 days sometimes if I can.
That sounds more like a hygiene issue.
Yeah.
What you know, day are we on for this one?
I changed for you guys today because I thought this was going to be good, but I was
nope.
now I realize I could
no.
just...
Please yeah. don't. Yeah.
Kevin, can you please not tell people that anymore?
Yeah, he really bigged you up in the email.
Yeah, it's been a problem.
What did he do in the email? He bigged us up?
Yeah, bigged you up.
Damn. This is another...
It's an English thing.
I like
it's not
that.
A euphemism.
Another one of those
it's
phrases that I don't think it is an English thing. This is like...
That's an English
well, there's
thing.
No way for like us to know.
Horse. Yeah,
we have a person who's an unreliable narrator, mm-hmm. at least in terms of idioms.
Do you want to know about my low point in hygiene?
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Low point in hygiene.
So for charity, I work with a company called Red Nose Day. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So comic relief.
I'm baffled by it.
I wrote.
I see so many. I go to the drugstore and there's just like a poster of a red nose and there's no indication of what it means or why. It's just a famous person with a red nose. So I'm excited to learn more
they're
about
being
it.
And Walgreens. They're being funny
when
for
you,
money,
when
basically.
You check out at Walgreens, a little thing appears on the screen that just says Red Nose Day and you can click $1. But no, you don't know where it's going.
I can tell from the tone of your voice you've never clicked $1. You prick.
I said you can.
I know, but I can tell that you haven't.
I don't want one of those little... I've got enough of these
you don't care about
clown
Africa?
Noses. I don't need another nose.
Shitting on this guy for not loving the Asians.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give a shit about Africa.
I also saw Black Panther. Nobody asked me, but I did see it. Is that what it goes to, Africa? Why don't you guys say that?
It goes all over. Goes
Red
all over.
Nose Day. Oh, this must be for Africa.
It's not just Africa.
Sorry.
Africa was who they helped a lot at the beginning. They've raised £1 billion.
Hmm.
It's quite a lot of money. Have you raised £1 billion?
Yeah, I'm working on it. Yeah I got to lay off the friggin' bread or else I'm going to raise £2 billion. Seriously,
well,
man.
Well, I tweeted out 6 years ago. I said, I will... For every £1,000 that I earn today in this GoFundMe, I will wear a chicken suit for a day. And because English people are bastards, I made £30,000 on that day.
Okay. So
I had to wear a chicken suit and not
days.
Take it off.
Wow.
Whoa.
In a way. And so that was like...
For 30 days.
So you made £30,000.
Yeah.
And the people in Africa got this...
Yeah, I fixed Africa.
Laugh.
Africa's fine now.
From... Oh, I thought you got the money yourself to do this joke.
No.
So that people in Africa could have something funny to laugh at.
Ah, I can see how, you know, someone like you would think that. But actually, it was the money went straight to charity for comic relief. And I had to spend 30 days stinking in a chicken suit. And
okay.
I met a boy during that time and started having to go on dates with him. And he would take me out in the chicken suit. Should I show you pictures of this chicken suit?
Yeah, okay.
Was part of it...
Oh, no, like, please contain your excitement. Calm down, man. It's just a picture. Relax.
Do you want to get that again?
What?
Do you want to just run that one?
Yeah, let's roll that back.
Yeah,
would you
down.
Guys like to see a picture of it?
A calmer version of me wanting to see the picture?
Yeah, just more excitement, I think, is what she's looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, I think she was being sarcastic. And
oh,
that
really?
She was... Yeah, it's like a British thing. She... actually wants you to be more excited.
Okay.
This is my read. I watched Blackadder.
So we do it again? So, hey guys, would you like to see this chicken suit picture of me?
I guess.
I wore this fucking thing.
It does look very, yeah.
Was it part of the rules that you weren't allowed to take it on? Like, it feels like you could shower if you want.
It was what I said. Well,
kind of looks more like a turkey suit.
Well, now I'm
What's your point?
The point is you still owe these people a chicken suit.
Yeah, and the fact that it's for charity, I just think, like, honesty and transparency is kind of important in this scenario.
How many bright yellow turkeys have you seen in your life?
It's got these red wings, though.
How many bright yellow chickens have you seen in your life?
I've seen plenty of bright yellow chickens, actually.
A chick?
It's a chick. Sure. It's a giant chick suit.
Except for those big red wings.
Some of them could have red wings. What if they were bleeding? What if it is?
So it's a political statement.
It's a bloody chick.
Mm-hmm.
You've been grievously injured.
Yes.
Now, no beak or head?
No. Because otherwise it could be anyone. I had to show that I was humiliating myself. I had to go on holiday to Paris. There's a picture of me trying to twerk in Paris in the chicken suit.
They made you twerk too?
Nope. That was my own terrible decision. I had to go on dates with a nice, handsome man and I would stink. It was bad.
How'd it go?
I didn't get boom-boom-boom-tsh laid.
This is like one of these long jokes.
Yeah,
Sean does these sometimes.
Yeah, we've been doing these long jokes on the show.
Are you all right, darling?
No. Not for quite some time. Thank you for asking.
That's all right.
It's actually the first time it's come up.
Okay.
I've been thinking, do I bring it up or do I wait for someone to ask? but no, I'm not all right.
Okay. You want to talk about it?
Should we listen to a clip from our off-book episode?
Yeah. Is that loaded up? Is that ready to go?
You bet.
So we need you to play this for Jay-Z.
Okay.
Okay.
Definitely going to do that.
Man, I should have gotten this girl's name, and now I feel like it's been too long for me to ask.
Vanessa, would you like any soda?
That was Sean, the first one.
I can use that. Now I know that it sounds like Vanessa, and I'm closing in on what her name might be.
Stop it. So, how long do you think it would take one of your musician friends to come up with a song like that? Forever, right?
Yes.
That Sean was singing that.
I could imagine my boyfriend never coming up with something.
Never.
Like
yeah, I don't think he'd be able to either. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, we were making that up.
That's incredible.
I was not in that clip, per se, but I am in some of the other parts of the episode.
And that's not the clip from the Earwolf feed.
I was going to ask, does it involve both of you? Who made the cut?
Well, I don't know how that clip was chosen.
Right.
But probably
via What Was Best. Were you in it?
I was not in that clip, and I agree it's a very good one of...
That particular clip probably would have been better to play than this other random one.
Are you in the clip?
I think I was one of the main guys.
Are you in the background?
No, that was Sean in the beginning. He was doing kind of...
But she's asking about the main feed Twitter
clip. I want to know about
the...
Yeah, you were in that one too.
Oh, the one in the main feed. We're talking like TV Guide number one list. Like, I want legit stats.
No, I appreciate that.
Play the main feed
clip. Don't waste my time.
Play the one from the main feed.
Play the main feed clip.
Yeah.
This is not from the main feed. This is me, though.
This is
me.
We're going in order of highlights. It's chronological.
And why are you not Eminem?
No, Devin, that's not what we're doing. When I ask you to play the main feed clip, we're playing the main feed clip. We're not going in order.
We shouldn't have humiliated him about the Asians. This is what you get.
Going off book.
So this is that Jay-Z stuff.
He humiliates himself. He dishonors himself when he refuses to watch the trailer for Crazy Rich Asians. I can't do anything to him that he doesn't allow me to do.
Sorry, I'm just going to go ahead and check out the Crazy Rich Asians trailer right now.
Theory evoked by date rapists.
Don't watch it right now.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I was just trying to catch up, you guys.
Now that makes me look bad that I didn't let the Crazy Rich Asians trailer on the show, and now I'm going to get dragged and canceled.
Cancel culture is
because
real.
Of Devin.
I saw the Ghostbusters reboot.
So he likes women, still just not Asians.
Yeah. Notice none of them were Asians.
Mm-hmm. Devin loved that part of it.
I was trying to catch up with the trailer, and you guys put
did
the
you
tie
see
box.
Killing Eve, Devin?
I've not seen Killing
of
Eve.
Of course, he hasn't. There's an Asian in it.
There is?
Mm-hmm. Sandra Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I knew that.
Sandra. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hilarious MI5 inspector.
Mm-hmm. To me, it's so hard because she's always Christine.
from Grey's Anatomy.
She's always going to be Christina.
She will always be Christine.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I didn't think that show was on the list. What do you think of that?
Are you sure?
Oh, it's had its time.
Okay.
Wow.
On the list.
Cancelled.
Doesn't have to be cancelled.
So it's cancelled.
But we know about it. Everyone knows about it.
Grey's is cancelled, sis.
Just step aside for a minute. Give someone else a chance.
Don't be on TV anymore.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't have to be on TV anymore. It just doesn't have any business being on a list where
Stop
people need to know about
it.
Stuff. I'm not
No more paychecks.
That.
Everyone works for free?
Give shows like Ghosted a chance.
Well, that Bring back Ghosted. I would disagree with. Yeah. Ghosted did continue on without me.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people preferred the new version of it, but it still wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
To make the list, or even to keep getting made.
Well, that's probably because they didn't have you in it anymore, maybe.
Yeah, I was never in it. I was just coming up with some of the crazy ideas for some of these ghouls and monsters that they'd be chasing.
Cool. Sean's really good at drawing monsters.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they
that's
hired
nice,
me
darling.
As sort of a... Yeah. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. They hired me as like a monster consultant. So
it's good to have something to keep you going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I come up with this crazy, like one's like just like got this huge eye.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Huh?
Where's the eye?
Right now, for currently, it's in his head.
It's but his head, inside his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't see it on the outside.
No, he's looking at the inside of his own skull.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that trippy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trips you out, right?
Yeah.
And one has fangs.
That's all anyone in LA does anyway. Just walk around looking on the inside.
Holy fuck.
I like it here. Just calling it as I see it.
Yeah. Everyone has a big eye
can't
inside
see anything.
Their skull.
I'm sure they'd be doing the same thing in England, but they can't see it because they're all drunk.
Wow.
Whoa.
Keep going.
Get everybody.
Can you hear my truth bombs?
new place. Do Brazil.
Oh, get them.
I don't know anything about
Brazil. Gotta get Brazil.
Nothing?
Soccer. So.
Oh, that's, yeah, so attractive and good at everything.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
Gross.
Yeah.
Great food. Ugh.
Pele's from there, maybe.
I'm pissed about it. Yeah.
Maybe not. Figure it out, Brazil.
Portuguese?
Devin, how'd you feel about Brazil?
Oh, Brazil. Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's just Asians. Okay, keep going.
Oh, see. Got no it. Asians in that movie.
Yeah.
Play the main feed.
Play the main feed clip. You're going to love this. This isn't either one of us. This is one of the main
ones.
No.
Brown and mushy? This is about me.
That might have been me. I'm definitely one of those.
That's me.
That's Sean.
That's Zach. Hayes played James Vanderbeek.
But that was Sean singing. That's Sean right there.
NMDJ.
Improvised.
I really like this.
Improvised.
We made this up.
Made it up as it was happening.
Put your feet up.
James Blunt do that? Don't think
yeah.
so.
Does James Blunt do that?
Why does everyone think of
Go home and ask James Blunt to
well,
do
Well,
that.
Alan Yang told me that
fucking
you're dating
Alan
James Blunt.
Fucking Yang. I'm going to kill Alan Yang.
Yeah, Alan Yang told me you were dating
he
James Blunt.
He apologized to me publicly on Twitter.
Oh,
what
yeah.
for?
Not as publicly
for
as he made the
about
mistake.
My life.
I think he made the mistake on a much bigger platform than the apology happened.
Not, what, this show?
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't do it on
no,
this show.
Oh,
Jesus.
Right. No,
Devin, you see podcast. Devin, you see Yang's new show?
I have not. No.
Consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yang's show, he didn't check out. But what have you watched lately? What shows?
I was watching Iron Chef last night.
Iron Chef America.
Well, I had Penn Jillette
America.
As a what do you call, a judge?
Yeah.
And I thought that, I was, where does Penn Jillette get qualified to judge food? Is he famously hungry?
Who is this? Penn?
Oh. He's a libertarian magician.
Mm-hmm.
As in Penn and Teller?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 He calls bullshit on a lot of stuff that you just take for granted.
You specifically.
Yeah. You probably look at some of this stuff out here and you just go like, oh, this is good. Whatever it is, you know. Scientology or something.
Yeah,
and then
love,
he'll go like, should we take another look at this?
Maybe this is bad if we actually take the blinders off.
Is he the big one or the little one?
He's the big one who talks a lot.
Yeah.
Big fat guy. Eats a lot of food. So could maybe qualify to be a judge on a food show, don't you think?
Yeah.
So we're lifting people up on this show instead of dragging them down, saying they're not qualified?
Lifting people up while shaming them about their bodies. But
did I say it was bad? I said he qualified for a job for it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did call him a big fat guy, though, didn't you?
But he didn't mean...
I think you're putting the meanness on that.
Meh.
And
so you were like, big fat guy?
Yes.
Ah, I must have heard it as a big fat guy. It's a different intonation.
Mm-hmm. No, I was saying it going up. Yeah. And as you can hear from our off-book episode, I do have perfect control over my pitch.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And it was improvised.
He's I able did to really up. Enjoy that song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And maybe how long do you think it would take James Blunt to come up
don't
with that song?
Don't get instantly smug. Well, I don't know James Blunt because I'm neither shagging him nor have I ever met him.
Wow, this sounds like a tough relationship.
Yeah, it's a Muslim relationship. We'll meet any day after marriage.
Wow.
But I could say that I'm from Pakistan. Can I say that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can say anything.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't get canceled.
I don't know. I don't know how James Blunt would do something like that.
Mm. What is your favorite song by him?
Did you guys just start telling people I am going out with James Blunt? May as well.
That would save
impress
time.
The hell out of me.
Okay.
Because James Blake is the name of a tennis player as well.
You're right. When James Blake got attacked by a police officer randomly, you can imagine how my heart felt when I saw that on the news.
Yeah.
I was like, finally, we got him.
I was going to say.
It worked.
Yeah, or you
it
were
was all
kind
a big
of,
mistake.
Yeah, you were sort of hoping to go through with your plan. You must have been a little upset that someone scooped you.
Yeah, that the fuzz got to him before you did. Frustrating.
Oh, dear.
Well, what's your favorite James Blunt song?
I don't know any James Blunt songs.
One time I worked...
Oh, wait, no, he did You're Beautiful.
Yeah.
You're Beautiful.
That's really
That's
famous.
All I know.
One time I worked for a TV show that...
Has James Blake ever done a song like that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
Have to wonder.
No. Can't do that. Well, it's already
Might
done.
Be kind of nice.
Yeah.
Does I'll
he,
tell him.
Does he say right? that? When I...
You know when he won a Mercury Award, which is an award in Britain, he got announced as the winner, and she said James Blunt.
Mm.
Yeah, Lauren Laverne, one of our TV hosts over there, announced the award, gave it to him. She had it on a piece of card and still called him James Blunt.
Well, he
lives in that man's shadow.
Everyone
and now
presents
there's James
those
fucking
awards,
Bay.
Though.
It's a nightmare.
Now there's James Bay.
James Blake, the tennis player. He's just...
Yeah.
That sucks because for you,
James
is Bay.
There's Salt Bay.
Yeah.
And now...
But I have to say...
James, he must get confused for Salt Bay sometimes.
Yeah. Everyone thinks I'm Priyanka Chopra. That's
okay.
fine. Yeah.
But she's, you know, she's doing pretty good.
I had
she rocks.
I had a conversation with a famous film director at an award ceremony who I cannot name because of what this story is. Mm. He's very
we'll
famous.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. And I walked up to him. Well, he walked up to me to congratulate me. He's a director.
Okay.
He walked up to me to congratulate me on Quantico.
Mm.
And because I was so excited to meet him, I put on a slight Indian accent and did it.
Oh. It was a like, director, famous
yes,
director.
Spring, famous director.
Famous director. Yes,
is it Alan Yang?
Very well. No, famous director. No, I'm joking. Fuck you, Alan Yang. Telling lies about me.
Excited to meet him. He thought you were Quantico.
And I was like, yes, it's going very well, actually. I'm really enjoying my time on the show. And, you know, it's just great to see you again. And I got to long out... a conversation with this man.
Is longing out like bigging up?
It's not racist
like
because
up.
This is how I once spoke like this when I was younger and I lived in Pakistan, so I can do this accent. It's a different kind. It's not the kind one that we have like Apu. It's a sort of educated, sophisticated Indian accent. It's different.
May I please back way up?
To before I came in the room?
For the,
when life was good and safe?
No.
Do you think
that was never okay.
Okay.
Where are you on this Apu stuff? Do you think he should be white?
Do I think Apu's character should be white?
That's what some
yeah,
of these,
just don't have an
some
Indian
of these
in it
people
at all.
Are
yeah.
saying. That's what people are... I'm hearing this campaign. I disagree.
I think I'm with you.
Okay.
I do still love Hank Azaria. I thought he was hilarious and amazing.
Mystery Alaska.
But I came
I only
up
know
in
him
the,
from Brockmire.
But I came up in the 80s and 90s where I just didn't know anything different other than seeing people like Peter Sellers browned up and just being excited to see that.
Okay, we have bigging up.
Bigging up, browning
longing
up,
out.
Longing out.
And browning up.
Yeah.
And shagging.
Oh, my God.
No one said shagging.
Devin.
All right?
Well, you said you weren't shagging James Blunt.
Okay, I did actually say that. I'm sorry, Devin. I apologize.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving him another reason to hate Asians.
Devin's nasty.
I mean, I can finish watching this trailer.
He's fixated on it. Like, if you say shagging, clearly he hasn't thought about it.
The one
else
word
for, like, the
he heard this entire
minutes.
Show.
Well, so he's since obsessed. I've said it, all he's heard is shagging, 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 shagging,
yes.
shagging, shagging, shagging.
His internal monologue is just shagging on repeat.
Shagging. I don't like Asians. Shagging.
I was going to make a joke about the Mercury Awards. It wasn't very good.
That could be a good thing to go out on.
I tried like probably 30 times to make it.
Wait, do we want to first get you any plugs for you in case we are going out on this joke?
I don't think we can.
So, like,
I really don't think we can, Hayes.
Are you sure?
Do you have a choice?
Let's just get it out just in case.
Just plug
and we'll see anything if, better in the bag?
And we'll see if it can be enough no. of like a hammer. When's Good Place coming back? Because we're
Place
always looking
is coming
for...
back September the 27th.
Okay.
On NBC.
All right.
And then I think Netflix the day after, otherwise known as September 28th. But I can't be sure. I think it's coming out then.
The new episodes are on Netflix the next day?
Season 3. I just saw the first episode. It's 1 hour long and it is really fucking brilliant. I'm really happy with it. I'm really excited.
Okay.
It's number one material, some could say.
All right.
Our,
it's an hour?
Our off-book episode was about an hour long, and we just made it up. And you heard some of that shit.
It was wonderful.
And did you write Good Place ahead of time and practice?
Me?
Yeah. Seemed kind of try hard.
No, it's all live. We're going to be doing it live.
You do it improvised all live?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've never
You've seen
but
it.
You saw it already.
Huh?
In your head?
Yeah. In my dreams.
Okay, well, you're not supposed to even think of it beforehand.
Yeah, yeah. But it in my dream, like maybe... it was fucking brilliant. But we're actually going to totally go in. We've improvised the last two seasons as well. There aren't any writers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jen Stasky came on the show and lied that she
yeah,
was
yeah,
a writer
yeah.
on
yeah,
a Good Place.
It's sad. It's sad that she feels the need to validate herself like that. But
wow.
She doesn't work on the show. It's just all of us writing our own lines and doing a live
Wow.
A live
she
show.
Gaslit me.
Yeah.
Were you pissed about Megan Amram's Emmy?
So angry. How dare they? And I'm glad that she wants revenge, and she won't stop writing about
Could
it
be
on
good
social
for her.
Media.
Could yeah. be good for her to actually have an excuse to make another season that's even crazier.
I agree.
Yeah.
I truly agree. But also it's good for her to have a knock, because her success trajectory has been absurd. And she's not going to have any friends anymore soon if she keeps being so successful. She needed some humility.
Yeah, she'd been on a freaking rocket ship to Mercury.
She made it off of Twitter.
But
she tweeted so much that loads of celebrities started retweeting her because she's so funny. And then Mike Schur found her over Twitter, and then she's become like one of his top writers.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
she's like Emmy nominated. She's only like 15 years old.
Yeah,
How
real underdog
she?
Story. Went to Harvard.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, with me and all my cronies. I got to tell you, you go to Harvard, man, it's pretty easy. I got to say.
Sean
been
went
a
there.
Smooth
Sean
road
went there
for
with
somebody
a lot of
like
his,
me.
With
yeah.
his crown.
You
yeah,
could
yeah.
feel it that I went to Harvard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
when
yeah,
we're hanging.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I just got the vibe, mm-hmm. you know? And we all do. We could smell it on each other.
Nice.
And we just hand each other just big piles of money, just big job, title, whatever.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's stupid, it's dumb, but it's fun.
You wear the scent of privilege.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wear
the
scent.
You don't need
scent.
Deodorant.
No, no, and actually I'm allergic to it, and it gives me a pretty bad rash.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
And it comes from Oof. Kind of a, it breeds kind of a jokier tradition, like The Simpsons and Letterman and like this Mercury joke.
Yeah, yes, the jokier tradition. Well, it's like, and it makes sense in a way because all the funniest people got great grades in high school. You know what I mean? Like, if you just think about the funniest person you know, you're like, oh, that guy was probably doing a ton of homework.
Mm-hmm.
And so why wouldn't the entire comedy industry be run by people who went to Harvard?
Well, you become funny because you've got no friends because you were spending all your time at school, you know, loneliness.
Ah, yes, nerds and nerds rule.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually are back all the way back around to liking nerds again.
Yes, finally. People are wearing shirts like attractive, cool people who've got loads of friends wear those fucking shirts that say geek.
Yeah, that say talk nerdy
nerd.
To me.
Yeah, and you have all those Victoria's Secret models being like, oh my God, I'm such a nerd.
A lot of them
were
nerds.
I play Tetris on my phone. If I could describe myself in one word, it would be like a geek. Everyone, because I like fall over sometimes, so I'm like totally a geek. Oh my God.
Yeah, big, yeah, tall, beautiful people like me were so awkward. So awkward in high school. People forget that.
Can I plug another thing?
Yeah, yes, please.
And then the Mercury joke.
And then the Mercury joke.
I've made a documentary about sexual consent. And
great.
That is on the BBC, and you can watch it on the BBC iPlayer. You can listen to it on the BBC iPlayer across the world, I believe.
And just so people can't see this, you're just listening, but she's making direct eye contact with Devin. As she talks about this documentary.
I've been brought here today to have a word with you.
Who could maybe benefit from this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've obviously learned something from it because we used to, when we had a new guest on the show who had never been on another Earwolf show, we used to encourage other Earwolf hosts to get down and suck on these.
But we no longer require that. We offer them the option.
Right.
We say, hey, if you so choose, we would not object, now that we've had this guest that you've been unable to attain, to you getting way, way down there and suck on these. But it's your choice. And so...
You're a great guy.
Yes.
Yeah, we're pretty cool.
Yes.
The Mercury joke, I think, it's the Mercury Awards.
Yeah.
And you told a story where the woman presented...
Do you want her to do it again?
Mispronounced. No.
Better if you do it.
I've got a cleaner... recollection of it, that she mispronounced your boyfriend's name. And the joke, which I still haven't formed, was in the area of everyone getting their names mispronounced and other things going wrong at that awards show because they all have mercury poisoning.
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone. You're beyond help.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.